Tanana man has been convicted of first-degree murder for killing two Alaska State Troopers. 22-year-old Nathaniel Kangas shot Sergeant Scott Johnson and Trooper Gabe Rich on May 1, 2014, as they tried to arrest his father at the Kangas home in Tanana. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, jurors spent less than 6 hours deliberating following a week of testimony, which included eyewitness accounts and audio recordings of the killings.
A jury of 5 women and 7 men entered a Fairbanks courtroom packed with the slain troopers' families and friends, including numerous fellow law enforcement officers. Judge Paul Lyle read the jurors' decision.
We, the jury, find the defendant Nathaniel L. Kangas guilty of murder in the first degree.
Kangas appeared subdued and somber as he has throughout the week-long trial. Aggravating factors were applied to the verdict. District Attorney Greg Olson says that should increase the sentence Kangas receives.
Ultimately, the sentence is up to the judge, but under the statute, if you commit first-degree murder and the jury makes a special finding like they did against a uniformed or clearly identifiable police officer doing their duty, it's a mandatory 99-year sentence. No eligibility for parole.
Kangas was also found guilty of assault for pointing a gun at Tanana's VPSO and tampering with evidence for disposing of marijuana in the house after the killings. He was found not guilty of tampering with the officer's service weapons, a charge his father, Arvin Kangas, was earlier convicted of. A sentencing scheduling hearing is set for Friday. Olson expects the case to be appealed. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.